Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to the City Council from the City of Mesa, meeting of December 13, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and it's always my privilege and honor to serve and to conduct this meeting. Joining us, I believe, by phone, Councilmember Summers, you there?
I am here.
Oh, he is there. Councilmember Scott Summers is out of town and has joined us by phone. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Reverend Stuart Lewis of the Velda Rose United Methodist Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Councilmember Alex Finter. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Known to us in so many ways and by different names, and yet creator and sustainer, we give you thanks for these people who have give of their time and their lives to help lead this community. Let them make wise decisions. Let them act with your love and your guidance. In this season of caring and celebration, let them not forget those who are most in need as we reach out in your name in so many ways. We give you thanks for all that you have done for us and will do for us. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. As we speak, a Mesa High School is engaged in the state 5A1 football final, Desert Ridge High School. And this is a new experience for us because historically, when we talk about a Mesa High School, it's all those high schools that are physically located in the Mesa Public School boundaries and in the city of Mesa. And it's just been recently that we've actually had a high school that is located in Mesa that's part of the Gilbert School District. But not only is Desert Ridge physically located in Mesa, but its boundaries basically are everything east of Power Road, and therefore its boundaries are completely inside of Mesa. So all those students who live within the boundaries of Desert Ridge High School are Mesa residents. And, you know, this is sort of a new experience for us. This year we've reached out and we have a Desert Ridge High School student participating in the mayor's youth committee. We've basically embraced them because they are us. They are we, they are us, whatever. We us are them, whatever it is. Unfortunately, right now, the latest score update we had was at halftime and they were trailing Chandler Hamilton 14-3. So I have a nice little wager with Chandler Mayor Boyd Dunn, and unless Desert Ridge makes a nice little comeback, I'll be wearing a Hamilton Husky jersey at some point in time in the future, which will pain me. But we are so grateful for everything that Desert Ridge does and for our Mesa kids. As a matter of fact, this isn't the first time Desert Ridge has been successful in athletics. As a matter of fact, their baseball team has won the last two championships. Oh, here we go. We have something sitting there on the no way. Now everyone's going to watch the game and not watch the council, which I don't blame them. So I don't like the scoring drive there. But they're also the girls' golf team won the state championship in 2005. So this is a school that out of the blocks has been a great success, and we'd like to recognize them for as being a part of, it's 21-10 right now in the third quarter. Are we going to give like updates as we go along here? Liquor license, yes, 21-14. So, Desert Ridge,
Mayor?
Yes.
The voice in the ceiling. I would like to wish them well as well. They are in District 6 in Southeast Mesa and extend to my appreciation. You are the first mayor to open up the mayor's youth committee to include Mesa residents from District 6 who also happen to be in the Gilbert Public School District. So thank you very much for doing that.
Well, that was just seemed like a common sense thing to do, I feel. But Desert Ridge opened about 8 years ago. It's won, like I said, three state titles. It has the first Project Lead the Way pre-engineering program in the state. It was a model for the Project Lead the Way program. The Milken Foundation recognized Sylvia Grace as a Teacher of the Year in engineering, And we have Esperanza that recognized Federico Yanez as an award-winning English teacher. The music programs out there are exemplary, and we just have a lot of pride in our Mesa kids doing great things. So I have a proclamation here recognizing today as Desert Ridge High School Day, and we are look forward to a lot of great success in the future from Desert Ridge High School. So thanks, Desert Ridge, Jaguars out there, and hope that now they can mount a comeback. So we'll move on now to the next boring item on the agenda, other than football, which is our consent agenda, which will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Dos Gringos Mexigrill, 1958 South Greenfield Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Cafe Roma, 2011 North Recker Road. Recommendation is for denial. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase replacement audio, video, and editing bay equipment. Item 4B, act on contract for bulk methanol for Water Resources Department. Item 4C, act on contract for sodium hypochlorite for Water Resources Department. Item 4D, act on contract for Northwest Plant Centrifuge Scroll Repair and Tile Replacement and Greenfield Plant Centrifuge Gear Replacement for the Water Resources Department, funded by Mesa, Gilbert, and Queen Creek. Item 4E, act on contract for traffic signal cabinets and replacement components for Transportation Department, fully funded by Transportation Sales Tax. Item 4F, act on contract for water treatment chemicals for Water Resources Department. Item 4G, act on contract for traffic signal conversions in the West Broadway Corridor, project funded with two approved grants from the Federal Highway Administration. Item 4H has been deleted. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a development agreement between Taylor Morrison Arizona Incorporated and City of Mesa for reimbursement for street lighting improvements. Mesa's share of the funding is from the transportation sales tax. Item 5B has been deleted. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute intergovernmental agreement between City of Mesa and Mesa Public Schools to provide solid waste and recycling collection services. Item 5D, act on resolution approving 2011 agricultural master lease and authorizing city manager to lease agricultural property and to enter into leases and amendments. Item 6A has been continued to the January 10th, 2011 council meeting. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z10-27, 638 West Broadway Road, west of Country Club Drive, to allow operation of recycling center in an M2 zoning district. Item 7A, act on ordinance to amend various sections of Mesa City Code for traffic modifications. Item 7B, act on ordinance regarding Z10-31, 1958 South Greenfield Road, north of Baseline Road, for council use permit to allow commercial recreation entertainment land use within a C2 zoning district. Item 7C, act on ordinance regarding Z10-33, 1709 North Greenfield Road, south of McKellips Road, council use permit to allow expansion of existing charter school. Item 7D, act on ordinance regarding Z10-34, 1903 North Country Club Drive, south of McKellips Road, for a rezone. Item 7E, act to amend Mesa Tax Code Section 5-10-595 to align it with other sections of Mesa City Tax Code as recommended by the Audit and Finance Committee. Item 7F, act to amend Mesa Tax Code Section 5-10-447, updating transient lodging tax rate from 3% to 5%, as approved by voters November 2nd, 2010. And item 7G, act to repeal existing provisions of Mesa City Code, Title 1, Chapter 21, and adopting new chapter regarding city purchase of tangible personal property. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, Councilman Richens.
I just have one question. I just wanted to confirm that item 6A. 7B both had the stipulations that we discussed adding on about the council use permit running with the applicant instead of the land.
Mayor, Councilmember Richens, that's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Crocker, any requests from the public to remove an item? Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from the Vice Mayor. Please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is to conduct a public hearing prior to the release of the petition for signatures for the following proposed annexation. This is A-10-04, annexing land located east of Country Club Drive and south of the U.S. 60 Superposition Freeway, approximately 6.24 acres, initiated by the property owner P&H Mining Company. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the comment? There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. The next item on the agenda is item 9A, amending the Mesa City Code Title 7, Chapter 2, Fire Code, and adopting a new Title 6, Chapter 21, fireworks, providing regulations for the sale and use of fireworks. We have a motion by the Vice Mayor to approve item 9A. Do we have a second? We have a second by Councilmember Higgins. Are there any questions or comments? And this is the introduction of the ordinance, by the way. Let me explain sort of what we're going to do. There are two items related to fireworks tonight, 9A and 10A. 9A is a regular introduction of an ordinance, which means that if 9A is approved by itself, that this will be introduced tonight with final action to take place on January 10th. If it is then approved as an ordinance on January 10th, it will take effect on February 10th. Because that is almost a two-month delay in implementing this, we also have put on item 10A on the agenda, which is the same ordinance, but with an emergency clause. Now, the only difference between these two is if item 10A is approved with six votes, and it requires six votes to meet an emergency clause, that then would become effective immediately. Is that correct, Ms. Spinner?
That's correct, Mayor.
The terms and everything, conditions, both on the use side and on the sales side, the agreements would then become effective immediately, as opposed to February 10th. So the net effect of the approval of either or both of these ordinances is the same as far as the law is concerned. The timing is different depending upon how this plays out. Okay? So that's the explanation of items 9A and 10A. So any comments? Councilmember Richens.
I had one question about what happens in the meantime. Was it 9A passes? What's for introduction? What's the law between now and February when it would go into a place? And so, and just to understand, you know, if 10A loses, but 9A wins, then what happens in the interim?
It will be the existing law, which is the use of fireworks in the city of Mesa is prohibited. So there will be no permitted use of fireworks in Mesa. And
there's another side to that, too.
I'm sorry?
The sale of fireworks is allowed with no restrictions.
Yes, the sale of fireworks will be allowed, and the stores will not be required to post any kinds of signs regarding the use.
And just so there's an explanation, that second part is because state law has been passed that trumps our existing city ordinance.
Yes, became effective December 1st.
So if this is passed, 9A is passed and 10A is not, it's a combination of state law and city law, with the city law continuing as it is right now, which prohibits the use. State law, however, allows the sale without any restrictions, basically. Well, the restrictions as included in state law, whatever those might be.
That's correct, Mayor.
And that would stay in place until February 10th, okay? And if the emergency measure is enacted?
If the emergency measure is enacted, so the ordinance will be the same, as the mayor said, but what the emergency clause allows is the ordinance becomes effective immediately. It will allow the use of fireworks on December 30th and January 1st. So permissible consumer fireworks is defined in the state law would be allowed in the city of Mesa on those 2 days. The ordinance would also require that any entity selling fireworks post signs telling consumers when they are allowed to use the fireworks.
Councilmember Higgins.
And how long do they have to do that? If this gets passed tonight, an emergency clause, how many days does a Costco have to put up a sign that says you can only use these fireworks on these days?
Well, the ordinance actually becomes effective immediately, so as of tomorrow. But I'm sure we would be encouraging stores that it is now the law in the city of Mesa that they need to post signs telling consumers when they are permitted to use the fireworks.
So are we giving an average retailer a week or ASAP?
I have not talked to staff on how that might be implemented.
We'll report that a reasonable
solution. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? On item 9A, we have a motion by the Vice Mayor, second by Councilmember Higgins. If there are no further comments, please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote no.
The vote is 4-3 in the affirmative, with Councilmembers Kavanaugh, Richens, and Summers voting nay. Now item 10A, which is the emergency clause, as we have previously described, which does not affect the ordinance, but does affect the timing of the implementation of the ordinance. We have a motion by Councilmember Higgins and a second by the Vice Mayor. Councilmember Richens.
Seeing that the ordinance is more than likely going to pass, I didn't support the use of fireworks, but in order for it to be clear for the public, I think this does need to go into effect immediately. I like, you know, it is good to have some of those restrictions in place and the signage in place. I just wanted people to understand the nuance when I vote yes for this one. And it's not because I supported the use, but I think if it's going to win, it's going to pass anyway. We need to do this immediately and not in February, just so the public can be clear and we don't have a lot of questions. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote no.
Okay. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative, with Councilmembers Kavanaugh and Summers voting nay. The motion fails. The law will go into effect, but will not go into effect. Well, the ordinance will be held over for a final vote January 10th. The law does not go into effect. It's simply introduced. Thank you very much. Okay. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Mr. Douthat. As always, you know, please state your name for the record and address, and you have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
My name is Dave Douthat, 623 South Winthrop in Mesa. I'm here to spread a little Christmas cheer, like you already know about. If you recall, a little over 2 years ago, I made a rather gloomy, doomy speech to you, and I'm just here to update you, and that is that the basic fundamentals have not changed. The same basic situation still exists worldwide. Basically, everybody's broke. And the military recently issued a report that says by next year there will be no spare capacity for oil production anywhere on the planet, which means at that point the prices of oil will begin to spike again, and that means you're going to run into an even bigger, nastier economic crash, because that's what happened in 2008, which will cause all sorts of heartburn to continue, and we'll end up back in the same situation that we have now, except larger numbers involved. And you're still going to be faced with very adverse situations of reduced revenues, more requirements, and very tough decisions, but primarily you're going to be faced with what are you going to do with tens of thousands of people who have lost everything, including their future. Okay, that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And how we ended last time, too? Merry Christmas? Okay. Thank you very much. We have a motion to adjourn by the Vice Mayor, second by Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.